Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now on Masachet Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Tet Amud Aleph, at the very top of the Amud. The next Mishnah dealing again with leasing land. Hamakabel Sadem Chavro L'Shanim Muatot. So if somebody leased for a short period of time, we'll see what that means. Lo Yizra'na Pishtan, he can't plant flax. Flax evidently has a deleterious effect on the land, which it takes a number of years to clear up. He has no claim on the boards of the sycamore trees that are on the property. In other words, he cannot take some of them when he leaves. Now, so we now find out that Shanim Muatot is less than 7 years. If he leased the land for 7 years or more, the first year he can plant flax, and he does have a claim to the sycamore trees. It evidently takes 6 years to clear up this flax thing. So let's say he rented it for 10 years, he could plant for the first 4 years. Okay. Amar Baye, b'korot shikma ein lo. He doesn't have any claim to the trees. B'shavach shikma yesh lo. But he does have claim to the, appreciation that he caused to the trees. V'rava marfit b'shavach shikma ein lo. Amin lo. Rava says he doesn't even have that. Nameitive, mekabos on rechaverov, he giazman olatzeit. We have the Mishnah that says that if it's time for him to leave, shamin lo, we estimate for him. My love, shamin lo b'shevach shikma. Doesn't that mean that we estimate for him how he appreciated the thing and things he can't take out? Lo, shamin lo yarkav silka. It means that we estimate the value of the vegetables that he grew. Yarkav silka, nakav nishko. Let him just take them. The answer is with all matam yomim to shuka. He left before market day came, so he couldn't take the vegetables. All right, so Rav has been defended. Toshma, mekabel sadem lechaverov v'yigia shvi'it. Let's say Shemitah was encountered. Shamin lo, we estimate. Now, shvi'it mikam afkara. Here, there's nothing really to discuss. Shvi'it, the land isn't taken away from him. Why does shvi'it interrupt his kablanut? So we can't read it that way. La'ema, mekabel sadem lechaverov v'yigia yovel. We must be about yovel, shamin lo. Yovel, it's no longer his. But that's not true. It isn't no longer his. He retains the lease because let's rachmana. The Torah only forbade selling in perpetuity. But if he has, let's say, a 60-year lease on the land, that's okay. So now we have to reread that piece as being if you bought a field and then Yovel came, then shamin lo, then we estimate. Right, which proves one thing as far as we're concerned that's significant to us, which is that somebody who works the land gets the benefit of things that it belongs to the land that he appreciated. And you can't say that it's referring to vegetables. Vegetables and spinach and things like that. Yovel Hefkeru. They're Hefkeru. He can't claim them. Alav Shevach Shigma. Must be Shevach Shigma. So you see that Rava has been challenged. So Tigram Abaye labeled the Rava. So Abaye, interestingly enough, even though they opposed Rava, defended Rava by saying, "Shani hatam damar krav yatzam karbayit." What is it that is gone in Yovel? It goes back to the owners, the sale of the house. Vimkar choser shavach eno choser. So special gzera takatuv that the benefit does not come back to the owner and it's kept by the one who did the benefit. So why don't we use Yovel as a model then and apply it to our case? The answer is Hatam Zvine Malyahu. The answer is that the sale was a perfectly good sale. It really belongs to the new guy. Of course he has to get benefit. The Yovel Afkata de Malkahu. Yovel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu confiscating it from him. As opposed to this case where he just rented it. Alright, and here we have a story. Papa Kabil Arla Safsata. Papa leased the land to grow fodder. Kadchu Batali. Trees grew on it. Kikamistali Kamarluhu Havalu Shivcha. When it's time for him to leave, he said, "I want a share of the appreciation of the land as a result of the trees that grew while I was there." I'm Leram Shesha, Breid Ravid Rav Papa. So it's unclear if Rav Shesha here was the owner or was just responding to Rav Papa. Elamiata Diklav Ali Machanami Deboim Arshivche. So if you had a tree that you bought for its fruit, and while you were on the land, it got bigger, you're going to claim the Shevach? It just happened by itself. So Marley, Hatam Lavadai to the Hachinachid. In a case like that, Rapapa answered, you didn't go onto the land in order to make the tree bigger. You went to buy it to get fruit. But in this case, that's why I went down to the land in order to have these trees grow. That's how Rapapa presented it. However, Kiman Kabaye, so then they said to Papa, it sounds like you're ruling like Abaye, the Mashar Shik Mayeshlo, Abaye at the beginning of our sugya. This is strange because Papa's Rebbe was Rava. So Rapapa answers, Afilu Temeka Rava, what I'm saying would even work for Rava. Hatam Leit Lipseda, in Rava's case, the reason he says you don't get any Shabbach is because you didn't lose anything. Hacha Ikap Seda, in my case, I lost something. So Amar Levin, the owner said to him, Psatich, what did I cause you to lose? So Yadid Afsafsata, the little bit of area where the tree grew that you couldn't grow fodder, Shakal Yadid Afsafsata V'Avazil. So take that amount and leave. So Marley Ana Korchama de Rishkar, the Reboy, I was going to grow saffron there, and it's something worth a lot more. So now, Papa, you've shown us your hand, that your intent was not to grow the trees, but rather to grow stuff and take it out. So take the amount of saffron that would have been grown there and go. In the all you have in the trees is the value of trees for wood, not the claim to the up value of the trees. So that's the end of our Papa's case. Bibi Arbaya got some land to work, and he built a dirt fence around it. Kadchu Bezeradtan, shrubs grew up in that dirt that turned out to be a boundary. So when his lease was up, he said, and look, I just put shrubs around your property. Which was phrased we've seen several times, which he was... which was foolish things. Rashi points out here that Rabbi Rabbi, of course, Abaye's son, was a descendant of Eli, and you're saying poor things, because of course Eli's family is a poor family, as per the curse in Shmuel Aleph Perak Bet and Perak Gimel. And what was this curse about? Afilo Papa lo amar eladi lepseder. Even our Papa only made the claim that he should get shevach because he had some pseda. Hacha, my pseda lach. You had no pseda as a result of these shrubs growing. Okay, Rav Yosef Habilehu Shatala. Rav Yosef had a gardener, and there's a fellow who planted for him. Shachi v'shavak chamisha chatvanata. The fellow died and left five sons-in-law to take over the business for him. Amar, so Rav Yosef said to himself, Ad hayi nachad hashta chamisha. Till now, I had one guy. Now I got five. Ada idna lo avasam chiyadadi. So there was only one guy. He took care of the business. Lo mifsiduli. He wouldn't rely on somebody else to do it, and therefore I didn't lose. Hashta chamsha. Now I got five. Sam chiyadadi mifsiduli. They're going to rely on each other. None of them are going to get the job done, and I'm going to lose. In other words, I want to get rid of them. Hamalahu ishaklitu shivchachaychu. Shivchaychu mistalkitu. If you take the shavach that I'm willing to pay, that your father-in-law put into the field and take it and leave. Mutav. If not, I'm going to fire you without paying the Shabbach. And we quote now either Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, somebody from the second generation of Amorei Bavel, who says that when a planter dies, his heirs are taken off the field if the owner wishes, and they can't, don't get any shavach. But then the Gemara says, "V'lav miltehi." That's really not the halacha, and you'd have to pay the shavach. Okay, Ahu shatala da amar lehu imsina misalakna. A shatal, a planter said, "If I plant and it doesn't succeed, I'll quit." Afseed, indeed, that's what happened. Rav Yehuda mistalik below shivcha. Rav Yehuda says he has to leave and doesn't get any shavach. Kahana amar mistalik v'shakil shivcha. Kahana says he does get shavach. But Rav Kahana admits that if he said, I'll leave if it doesn't work out well, I'll leave without any shavach, then mistalik below shivcha. Then since he accepted it, he leaves without shavach. Rav Amar Asmachtai. Rav says even in that case he gets shavach. Because saying, if I can't make this land improve, then I'll leave without getting a shavach for my work, is an asmachta. He never thought that would happen. Asmachta lo kanya. Well, we had this question earlier when the Mishnah Gimel said that a fellow who leaves the land fallow that he rented has to pay for it. And Rava said, yes, but if the fellow says, if I leave it fallow, I'll pay X amount, whatever it is, and he leaves part fallow, he doesn't pay that percentage because it's an asmachta. So why is that different? Because in the case in that Mishnah, he's paying for what the damage that he caused. He left the land fallow. In this case, whatever damage he costs, they're going to take out of his profit anyways. They give him the rest. So whatever else he says he's going to leave without shevach, that's really an asmachta. Okay, story. Runya shatlad Ravina. Runya, we heard about earlier, turns out was Ravina's planter. Afsid. He wasn't successful with what he planted. Salke. So Ravina fired him. Atal the kame to Rava. He came to Rava. Marle, chazi mar my kavid li. So you see what your student's doing to me. Marle shapir avid. He said he did it fine. So Marle, halo ha'it rabbi, but he didn't warn me. Marle, lo tzarich ha'it rabbi, he doesn't have to warn you. Rava la tame, da marava makridari kishat la tavcha v'umna. Safarmata. These five, teacher, shatal, a shochet, a bloodletter, and the, hair, the barber of the town, Kulan Gumutrin Valm Dindami. They're considered already forewarned, and therefore they can be dismissed without further warning. Klala de Milta, what's that based on? The idea called Pesedet Lohada Kamutrin Valm Dindami. Anytime that you're in a position that the losses you caused cannot be, retracted, cannot be fixed, in that case, you're kamutra v'almeid. Now, the shatal, the reason it can't be fixed is because if you plant it, wrongly, you won't know for a while, and by that time, the season's lost. Okay, ahu shat l'damar l'uhav l'ushav choy. So a particular shatal said, I'm leaving, and give him my shavach, deba'ina l'meisak la'arid yisrael. I want to make aliyah. Ata l'kamed ar papa bar Shmuel. So he came to ar papa bar Shmuel. Amar l'hu, havu l'shivcha. He said, yeah, that's what you have to give him. Amalei Rava, you, Ashbach, Aralo, Ashbach, wait a second. Let's say as an example, the land was worth 1,000, now it's worth 5,000. Rava thought that Rav Papa Shmuel was arguing to give him all 4,000. He said he caused all the advantage, the land didn't do any of it. Amalei Ana, Milga, Balga de Shivcha Kamina Lach, all I meant was give him half the Shevach, in our case 2,000. So Amalei Ada Ina, Meshach Gavalabai, Paga Vashat Lapagla. Think about this. Until this point, he would take half, and the Balabite would take half, so they split 2-2. Hashta by the mate of Mantel Arisa, but now that he's leaving, the Balabite's gonna have to get an Arisin, who's gonna have a Chelek also. So this fellow, by taking half of the Shavach, is gonna be eating into the Balabite's half. So Amrle Riva the Shivcha Kamina. He said, I didn't mean a half, I meant a quarter, meaning a half of the half. So Savra Rashi, the man Rashi, thought that meant Riva Duhudanka, a fourth, which is really a sixth. Why is that? Because the Balabite typically gets 2/3 of the profit, and the Aris gets 1/3. So therefore, a quarter of 2/3 is, of course, 1/6. How do we know that? Anywhere where the shatal gets half, and the aris gets 1/3. Now you can't, of course, that can't be the total, because then, you've got the balabite getting 1/6. So if the shatal wants to leave, and now an aris is going to come in, you give him his shevach and get rid of him in such a way. In such a way, the yonkan is half to the balabai. It means he has to at least get 50%. So yamar pishlam riva duhudanka. So if you agree that the reva we're talking about is really a sixth, shapir, because he gets a sixth, and the other fellow is going to get a third. And therefore, the balabite still gets his proper portion. The emart riva mamash. But if you think he really gets a quarter, which is 3/12, right? Kamati lepseda the balabite palgadanka. Then, if the aris is going to get 1/3, which is 4/12, that means that between the two of them, they got 7/12, and the balabite gets 5/12. He's losing a half a sixth, meaning a 1/12, out of what he should be getting. So Ravacha b'radio of Yosef Ravashi. So he turned to Ravashi and said, "No, it doesn't have to be that way." Valeimale, why doesn't the shatal say to the balabite, "Ana manta di lachav li larisa"? You give your portion to the aris. Va'ana manta di li maya be'navidabe. You give me my portion, my quarter, and whatever it is that I want to do with it, I can do with it. So I don't have to lose just because you're hiring an aris. So Amar kimati l'shutat kodjim tava akshili. So Ravashi was very impressed by this question. He said, when you get to Zvachim, ask me this. There's no resolution because evidently a good question. So we already have this statement that if the shatal wants to leave, you have to give him a shavach in such a way that the balabite doesn't lose. Now some details. If he got old vines and worked with them, he still gets a half, even though he didn't have to grow them. Shatvanara, but let's say the river washed the grapevines away and they found them downriver, and now they're recovering them, then Riva, he only gets a quarter. The Shatal only gets a quarter of them. Okay, Ahu Gavra Damashkin Pardesa La Chavrela Eser Shnin. A fellow borrowed money, and he gave land, he gave an orchard to another fellow for 10 years, like a Mashkanta de Sura, where little by little would pay off the loan. The problem is that the land withered and stopped producing after 5 years. Abaye Amar Peirahave. So Abaye says the tree stumps that are left on the ground there are considered peirot, and therefore that's all that the malva can get. Rava Markarnahave says no, the peirot are the fruit, the trees are carrot. So what do you do with a kachbo karka v'uachal peirot? So therefore you can sell those trees, buy more land, and let the mashkein eat peirot from there towards the loan. Meitave, we have a challenge against Rava. Yaveh shaylano niktzatz shtei masurim bo. You have a mashkon of a field, and the tree of the field gets cut down or dries out. Ketzad yad, neither one of them can use it, because the owner can't use it, because he's been restricted from the land he gave it as a mashkon, and the malve who's sitting on it can't use it because the trees are not producing fruit. So ketzad yasu, what's the solution? We had this earlier. Yimachru le'etzim, sell the trees as wood, v'lakach ben karka, use that money to buy other karka, v'chal perot, and the malve eats perot. So my lav yavesh tumin diniktzatz, the two cases were cutting down a tree and having it wither. So don't we think that withering is just like cutting it down? Maniktzatz v'zanof yavesh v'zmano, just like you cut down a tree when it's the proper time for it. Similarly, it withered during the time, which proves to you that if a field dries up during its period of mashkon, you still sell it. Alma karnahave, so this supports Rava. Lo, niktzatz dumi deyavish, flip it around and say that cutting down is parallel to it drying out. Mayavish below zmano, niktzatz below zmano. Just like drying out happens before its time, otherwise you don't call it dried out. Similarly, if it got cut down early. So, okay, so now, Toshma naflu lagfanim v'zeitim skinim. If a woman who's married inherited old vines or olive trees, yimachru leitzim lakach ben karka, they're not producing, sell them for eitzim, v'achal perot. So you say, Emavi, so you see that, again, it's like Rava, that this is Karen. So Emavi zkinu, don't read that she got them as old, but they came to her, and immediately they got old and stopped producing. In other words, it's like Matoch Zmano. In Ketubot, we said that particular case is where it fell to her in a separate field, not in her own field, and if you sell it, then it's going to be Kilui HaKaren, and we're opposed to having the entire Karen be eaten up. Therefore, what we do is we take the trees and sell them for Karka so that they can have Peirot, as opposed to just selling the land. But if it really fell within her land, we would sell that parcel of land and get rid of all that stuff. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast with an interesting series of questions about competing claims and who has the onus of proof. But in the meantime, we'll pause at this point, and everyone should have a wonderful day.